What would you call a makeshift lamp that you might make out of a bottle and some kerosene and a rag that you'd stuff in?
What would you call it?
Did y'all ever see anything like that? Did you ever have one?
Well, yeah. If you were out in the woods and camping overnight, you'd be using like a...
Yeah,
uh-huh. Put a rag in it. Not a torch, you're not getting a red torch.
What is a torch exactly? Would it be that kind of thing?
Well, a torch is a flame that makes a light.
Uh-huh.
And trucks on the road, if they break down, they put a bunch of torches out to warn the oncoming traffic that there is danger ahead.
Okay. You might say toothpaste comes in a...
tube.
Okay. And if you've just built a boat and they're going to push it out into the water, you'd say they're going to what, the boat?
Christen the boat.
Okay, and right after they christen it, they probably break a bottle over or something, christen it. Right after they christen it, they shove it.
Launch it.
I'm sorry, what?
Launch.
Okay. What kind of boat would you go fishing in on a small lake?
Motorboat.
Okay, what does it look like? Can you describe it for me?
Well, probably 12 to 16 feet long. Come to a point at the front end.
Mm-hmm.
Have a couple of seats across it. It would accommodate two or three people in each seat. And then wider in the back to put a motor on.
Okay.
Connect the motor to it.
If you didn't have a motorboat, what might you take?
You might take a couple of oars.
Okay. Same kind of boat?
Same kind of boat, yeah.
Okay. What would you call the boat in that case?
A rowboat.
Okay. If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she usually takes along a little square cloth to use as a...
sample.
Okay. And say a little girl has on a very becoming dress, you might say, my, what a...
pretty dress.
Okay. And suppose Laura might say to her mother, Susie's dress was pretty, but mine is even
prettier.
Okay. And what might your wife wear over her dress to work in the kitchen?
Bathrobe.
Okay.
House coat.
What else? Anything else? Sometimes...
apron.
I'm sorry, what?
Apron.
Okay. To sign your name in ink, you use a...
fountain pen.
Okay. And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you use a...
safety pin.
Okay. And soup that you buy usually comes in a what kind of can?
Tin can.
Okay. And a dime is worth...
10 pennies.
Okay. Or another way to say...
2 nickels.
Okay. Or 10 what?
10 cents.
Okay. Would you describe to me what a man might wear to church on Sunday? The whole thing.
Well, a suit.
Okay, and if it wasn't an old suit, you just bought it, you'd say he's wearing a...
new suit.
Okay. Now, what? Describe the parts to me.
Well, pants and coat.
Uh-huh.
And sometime a vest is in style and sometime they're not in style.
Okay.